This week, the Republican governor of Tennessee, Bill Haslam, made a surprising announcement. He wants to guarantee 2 free years of community college or vocational school to every high school graduate in the state. The tuition would be provided regardless of the graduate's financial need or academic merits. Now, the legislature still has to approve the plan, but let's bring in the governor now. Governor, thanks for joining us. Can you tell us why you decided to do this?
I think you begin with the reality that the nature of the demands of the workforce have changed dramatically, and it's our estimate that by 10 years from now, 55% of the jobs that will exist in Tennessee will require a certificate or a degree, you know, beyond high school. Unfortunately, right now, that number is closer to 32%. So what we want to do is take one of the most significant barriers out of post-secondary attainment, that would be cost, and take that out of the equation.
So you think people are making the decision not to go to community college because they can't afford it?
Well, I think there's a couple reasons. Cost is a factor. I think for a large part of the population, though, there's a lot of folks that just never saw that in the realm of possibility. Nobody in their family ever went to school beyond high school. And so they didn't grow up thinking, oh, when I'm a, you know, in my senior year, I'm going to take the ACT and I'm going to fill out the financial aid form and then I'm going to go to school after high school. That's not in the mindset. And so what we have to do is change the paradigm for those folks to where they say, hey, even if college has never been for anybody in my family before, it can be for me. And I thought that the cost part would be a big factor, but it's not going to be.
Well, can the state afford it? Is the cost part a factor for the state of Tennessee?
We actually can. We've done the math. Obviously, I wouldn't propose if we couldn't. And so the state has a lottery program that helps fund scholarships for higher ed now. It's built up a reserve. We're going to transfer the reserve to create an endowment. So it won't be something that will just be available if we have a good year versus not. It'll be an endowment. It truly will be a promise.
Even in tough economic times, because New York and California have both tried this and both ended up abandoning these programs due to economic pressures.
Yeah, we are very confident we can do it. Like I said, we've done the math, and it won't be subject to, you know, the ups and downs of revenue in any year. We're going to create an endowment to fund it. I think we have the program in place to make it happen.
All right. Well, let me ask you this, though. There are some people who will be surprised that you're a Republican governor proposing this.
Well, I actually think that's exactly what Republicans should be doing. Somehow we've gotten the brand of being people who aren't about creating more opportunity, which is exactly who we should be. I think we've spent a lot of time trying to correct the ills of society after people haven't had the opportunity to get education. And there's no doubt you can trace everything from healthcare costs to correction facility populations and directly correlate it to education attainment. We think making this investment on the front end is the smart way to do government.
Well, so do you think that President Obama's universal pre-K idea is a good idea too?
Well, that's a really good question. It is. I think it has some benefits. You know, if you look at longitudinal studies of pre-K, it shows the effect wears off after 2 or 3 years, but the academic effect does. The social effect, our benefit of it, lingers longer. Our job in government is to decide among the things that are priorities for us, does that have the best return? And in Tennessee, we have pre-K in place at some of our lowest income, high need schools. We do not have it in a universal situation. We're waiting to see more results. Like I said, in Tennessee, there's actually a really good long-term study of the impact of pre-K. We're waiting for the final results of that so we can make what I hope is a smart decision.
Governor Bill Haslam, Republican of Tennessee, talking about his new proposal to fund 2 years of community college or vocational school for every Tennessee high school graduate. Governor, thanks so much for joining us.
It was great to be with you. Thanks so much.